to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. They say time heals all wounds, but what about the wounds that people can't see? Now, what I mean, you can't go to the doctor and say, "Doc, I've got a broken heart. Can you fix that?" So where can we actually go? We've got a broken heart. There's a wonderful psalm, Psalm 147, verse 3 in the Old Testament. This is what God says. He says, "He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds." Now, many of us have got wounds. We can be hurt by the prejudices of our society or colleagues, or if we go to school, other kids at school. We can be scarred by the abusive behaviour of our family or a broken marriage or a friendship that might have gone wrong. So these physical wounds, they can be treated. You can go to your doctor and usually, hopefully, they're able to determine the best course of action to get better, maybe a fracture with x-rays, and something can be done to help you. But do you know that the emotional pain inflicted on us by someone else can be far more difficult? It was the Bee Gees back in the 1970s had that hit song, "How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?" And that was the question in the song. How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win? Please help me mend my broken heart and let me live again. They're the lyrics. So what is it about that song and others like it that have touched people? It is because I think we can identify with the lyrics. It makes us reflect on our own hurts or experiences. Have you had your heart broken? You may have this big hole in your heart, as it were, that was left by someone or circumstances that you went through. And how many can feel that this hole can never be filled? You go through life thinking, I'll never have any peace, this emptiness. Now, I'm not being over-sentimental here in talking about this. It is a reality. If you talk to people at depth, you'll understand that in many families today, there is sorrow. There might have been the loss of childhood or never knowing, for example, a father who really loved you. Or maybe you're one of those who heard your father say, "Well, I am proud of you." And that feels a very affirming statement. So you can either have that or the other way. Have a strong father or have no father. So this reality has left, I think, a hole in many people's lives and in their hearts. But do you know the Bible tells me that God wants to bring healing and fulfillment in spite of these inner wounds. God will bring healing, if you like, from the inside out when he comes and you trust him. So I think that sorrow and loss are those two big wounds, and they can be so painful, like people feel there's nothing ever going to take this pain away from me. Sometimes our heart is so broken that we can't actually speak and say what it is that's going on. It's so deep and heavy. If you've had an injury or a cut of some sort, you know how painful that is. It hurts when someone touches that wound. But I think sorrow and loss are like that. They're very deep wounds. They can be so painful that nothing takes the pain away. So people who try to encourage us, they just don't seem to be able to say the right thing. And like this deep wound, a broken heart will not heal overnight. You can get some medicines that you put on and it can commence the healing. And sometimes you can get the opposite, a well-meaning friend who says the wrong thing at the wrong time. And that really touches you as well, but in the wrong way. So we need to understand, and I want to talk about this again tomorrow, that it's okay to hurt. We often, and I think men are probably the ones that most do this, that we push the hurt away. We ignore it. But the hurt is not outside, it's inside. So in this attempt to push it away, we actually push it deeper inside. So what happens? We spend the rest of our lives running from this suppressed hurt. We're really part of the human race. Millions of people, I believe, around the world have gone through similar pains like this. And it's during this time that we need love and encouragement and hope. And we need these things to be restored. And I believe that God can do that. Well, dear Lord, you've promised to never leave us or forsake us. We know that you're there to heal the wounds. It's a tremendous promise, and we want to take hold of that today and every day so that we don't have to face life alone. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.